Number 10,767, Amy R. Fries and Mark L. Eisenhower, south of Route 1, northwest of Dodd Avenue, being Lot 12, Block B, within Ann Acres Development, a variance from the side yard and rear yard setback requirement.
Name and address, please.
Mark Eisenhower, 101 Franklin Street, Alexandria. We moved since the application.
Okay. Ma'am?
Amy Fries, 101 Franklin Street, Alexandria.
Okay, and do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, or nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Good evening, members of the board. My name's Eric Howard. I'm here on behalf of the applicants for the variance, Mark Eisenhower and Amy Fries, his wife. As you could tell from the application, this is a somewhat unusual application. The applicants own a property on Dodd Street in Ann Acres section down in the area between Dewey Beach and Rehoboth. And they currently have two lots of the old Ann Acres. That they have a house that straddles those. And Mr. Eisenhower will tell you about it. It's a little beach cottage that was built in the late 50s. And they want to try to preserve that beach house, but at the same time, be able to utilize the house for its maximum potential, the property, excuse me, as consistent with the rest of the neighborhood. And the option is either tear down the house or move it to the adjoining lot. And on the adjoining lot, this house is 34 and a half feet wide. The lots there are 50 feet wide. So moving it onto the adjacent lot requires we asked for a 5-foot variance, but it's really 4.5. I mean, it's the minimum that's necessary. We put 5 just in case the measurements aren't exactly right. But it's the minimum variance needed to slide the house over onto the adjoining lot. And I don't want to testify, but I'll have Mr. Eisenhower do that. But you can see that the request is to move, as you're facing the property on Dodd Street, move the house to the left or west away from the beach. That lot line would maintain the 10-foot side yard setback. Where we're asking for the variance is on the lot that's now going to be vacant, that Mrs. Fries and Mr. Eisenhower would still own. And they would own that lot, and if they sold it, which is their intent to sell it, but whoever they sold it to would certainly be aware that, you know, they would tell them, you know, there's a variance for the lot, the house next to you, because we moved this house, the house that had been here, onto that lot. So having said that, that's just to give you a flavor for what we're asking for. Mr. Eisenhower, are you the owner of property in Sussex County?
Yes, we are.
Where is that property?
It's 211 Dodd Avenue.
And how long have you owned that property?
Since 1990.
And are you familiar that it is actually two lots?
Yes.
In Ann Acres?
That's correct.
When you acquired the property, did you have it surveyed?
Yes, we did.
Is this a copy of the survey you had done?
Yes, sir.
And that was in 1990?
1990, correct.
And does that show the improvements on the property?
It does.
And since 1990, when this survey was done, have you added any additional improvements to the property?
We put a shed dormer on the second story, but we did not change the footprint of the home.
Mr. Eisenhower, shown on that is not only the house we've been talking about, but also in the back there's a property that's shown as identified as a shed. Is it your understanding that it's because of that shed that we're also asking for a side and a rear yard variance?
Yeah, the former owners, Harold and Hazel Brumman, built the shed, I think, in the late 50s, and we've always maintained it as the outdoor shower and place to store beachwear. Until we got into this process, we didn't know that it was non-conforming.
Did you, may I
have a copy of that also?
Did you ask me to go to the assessment records of the county and to try to determine when that shed was put there?
Yes, sir.
And does it appear that the shed was there at least in 1973?
I believe so, yes, sir.
And your information, your understanding is that it was there actually earlier than that?
Yes, sir.
And why do you think that?
The shed matches the house. I think it was all built at the same time by the Brummans when they originally constructed the home.
Did the Brummans own just these two lots when they originally acquired it?
No, the Brummans owned four lots. He had his Victory Garden to the west. He put his house in the middle of the two lots that we own, and then kept his trailer on the lot to the east.
Did you go to Google Earth and print some aerial views of what your property looks like?
Yeah, we wanted to just give a feel for the neighborhood and what the variances look like with the homes that are in and out throughout the neighborhood.
And is this one of them?
Yes, sir.
Actually, there are two. One's blown up more than the other.
Right.
How would you describe the house, Mr. Eisenhower?
The house is a traditional Cape Cod with cedar-shaped shingles that have been stained, very similar to a lot of other homes that were built in the same time period in the community. It's a kind of a beachy Cape Cod, a lot of custom trim and so forth inside that the Brumans constructed when they built the home.
The house, would you describe it as a beach cottage?
We feel it's the beach cottage. That's what we've always kind of addressed it as and enjoyed it as a family.
How did you raise any children at the house?
Our girls essentially grew up in the house with us, vacationing and spending time at the beach.
Oh, okay.
Are you familiar with what the setbacks were in Ann Acres prior to the county adopting zoning ordinances?
The deed that we have for the house had 6-foot setbacks, and then we became aware through this process that the county has a greater variance of 10 feet, but the deed is for 6 feet.
Have you kind of canvassed the neighborhood and trying to determine what the setbacks are for most of the properties there in that Ann Acres area?
There's a lot of variance in the neighborhood, but most of them are within that 6 feet, the original 6 feet that the community had in the deeds.
And that's because that's what it was prior to 1973?
Right, and the pictures do a good job of kind of showing, you know, how the neighborhood's made up, and you can see our house looks a little bit like one of the outliers.
Did you indicate somehow which property is the one we're talking about?
The picture, there's a star on Dodd Avenue there, I think, of the pictures you have in front of you, which is right in front of the home.
Have you spoken with any of your neighbors about the variance application?
We spoke to the neighbors to the east and west, the ones that would potentially be affected, but we told them that the variance would only between the two lots that we own and not affect them on either the east or the west, and have communicated that to them.
Did any of the lot owners get back to you in writing saying what they're telling you what their position was?
Yes, Rick Poppleton, who owns the house to the east, got back to us and wrote an email saying he would not object. Unfortunately, the homeowner on the west side of our house has cancer and has been kind of indisposed.
Is this a copy of the email that Mr. Poppleton sent?
Yes.
He actually sent it to me.
He sent it to you, but that's a copy.
Mr. Eisenhower, the quality is not the greatest, but do you have some pictures and the quality is because of my printer's attempt to print color photographs, but did you have some photographs that show the interior of the house?
Yeah, we thought we'd just provide a couple pictures to show, we call it funky, but just kind of the, you know, Art Deco kind of turn of the, you know, the age there of what that looks like with all the pine trim and so forth, but the pictures didn't come out that well.
And one of the, what's this picture?
That's a picture of the dining room. And these other pictures are pictures of the basement where there's kind of a rec room down there.
And if you were able to move the house, would you maintain this?
We would like to maintain a basement when we move the house.
How many square feet approximately is your beach cottage?
Just a little over 2,000 square feet with the shed dormer installation in the second floor.
Your request is that you literally pick the house and slide it over to the adjoining lot, or the lot that it straddles, correct?
Right, move it to the lot on the west.
Have you considered realigning the house in order so that you don't need a variance?
I don't think realignment would be a good idea. I mean, I think, you know, you would want the house facing the front as the rest of the houses in the neighborhood to make it consistent and uniform. We wouldn't want to orient the house in another way.
Isn't the house fairly a 34 and a half by 34 and a half house anyway?
It's a square. Not a whole lot I can do about it.
So But if you turned it a different way, you still
you're not getting any, no benefit to rotating at 90 degrees.
Have you considered the option of removing a part of the house, tearing off a part of the house, or cutting it back 5 feet?
Well, aside from it being aesthetically unattractive, if we cut off 5 feet on the left-hand side, we lose our bathroom downstairs. If we cut off 5 feet on the right-hand side, we lose our access to the stairs to get up to the second floor.
Do you believe that this house being placed as we've requested it to be placed on the one parcel is consistent with the neighborhood?
Very much so. Again, it's of the same vintage as most of the homes that were built during that time period in the neighborhood. We like to preserve that.
So do you not believe it would have a detrimental impact on the character of the neighborhood?
Not moving that home to the west lot, no, sir.
And the variance you're requesting is the minimum variance that can possibly be requested in order to move that house?
Or with the exception of the half a foot that we talked about.
Why is it that you're wanting to do this instead of just leaving the house where it is?
Well, unfortunately, we need some liquidity, and we'd like to sell the lot so we can pay down some debt on our personal finances.
If you aren't able to do this, is the only option tearing the house down?
That's one of the options. We'd prefer not to do that. We'd prefer to move the home just to the west and have it stay in the neighborhood as it is.
Again, I think I asked you this question, but in canvassing the neighborhood and as reflected by the photograph that we pulled off the internet, off Google Earth site, the side yard setback in the neighborhood is largely 6 feet in any event?
Largely 6 feet. There's homes within three, four lots down that are less than 6 feet.
And your request would be somewhere between a 1 foot and 5 inches of 6 feet?
That's correct.
I'm not sure if the board, that's all the questions I have for Mr. Eisenhower. I'm not sure if the board has any questions. Mm-hmm. Mr. Eisenhower.
Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Yeah. Mr. Johnson?
No, sir.
Mr. Mills?
Mr. Howard, the proposed plot says that the property will conform with a minimum setbacks of 182C, which I think is the averaging.
That's the averaging. And Mr. Eisenhower didn't even mention that to me. That's what that is. That's just in sliding it over, if you can see from the aerial that it's pretty much in line with everything else right now.
And has that been done by a surveyor?
We have not. I mean, we would fall off that bridge when we get to it. We are not requesting a variance for the front yard setback.
Okay, and you have how much to the rear, 90?
I believe 40 feet in the rear. If I can pull out that.
Susan, what do you usually require in the office for averaging, just the surveyor's certification?
Well, that's only for a front yard, 300 feet each
way.
It's currently 41 feet.
Okay, so that's
the rear.
The averaging has been done. No, okay.
The rear is currently 41.
What would you require? Because looking at this plot, we don't know where the house.
Oh, it
would
has
be
to
located.
Be 30 feet from the front yard. Is that what you're asking?
Well, Mr. Howard is suggesting that they would do some averaging in the front
I'm
yard.
Sorry. Okay.
And I'm just wondering. You require a survey to document what that average is, correct?
I
took that as he had one.
Okay, and that's why I asked the question, because typically somebody comes in with the average as opposed to doing it after the fact.
We are not asking for a variance. If the Eisenhower, Mr. Eisenhower and Ms. Freeze wish to place the house closer than the 30 feet, we would submit a survey and do whatever we have. I just did not want to rule out that possibility if when we get there we find out that everything else is closer.
Thank you. And the other thing, it looks like two of the three variances are dealing with this shed in the back, which they've testified was from back in the 50s. Do you have some documentation of that?
I have the same thing that Mr. Howard had. The assessment card
right.
Does say that it was there
Okay, and if that's the case, then those two variances are unnecessary.
Well, it didn't tell me it was there before 68, but he's testifying it is.
And I spoke with Mr. Link this morning. He said, just to be careful, ask, we think it was there from the late 50s.
Okay,
I would recommend to keep it.
Okay, all right.
Our sellers are deceased at this point, so we couldn't go back to them and verify.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you. That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
All right, thank you. Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
I would just ask Ms. Fries, since she was sworn this is the co-owner of the property, and Ms. Fries, you agree with everything Mr. Eisenhower said? And you've been his co-owner for the last 20 plus years. Thank you. That's all I have.
I'm sorry.
We'll assume she's in favor then.
Right? Yeah, I'm assuming she's in favor. Okay, is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, then I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move we approve case number, let me look again, 107?
67.
107-67. As I don't believe it altered central character in the neighborhood. The shed's been there for a very long time, and it's a minimum variance to grant relief.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. McKee and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,767. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you.